Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey, 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 hey. I appreciate the vote of confidence in you checking in on a Saturday and assuming I would still be alive after partying on my birthday. This means a lot to me. Welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball, brought to you by the fine folks here on the fastest growing talk show in the U.S. of A. I am now 45 years old. It is one day past my birthday as we record this, and I am happy to say I did make it through. So for those of you who bet the under, you lost money. I'll tell you who won, though. It was anybody who got a chance to listen to the two guests who crashed my birthday party on Friday. I was on Outnumbered this past Friday. Supposed to be on the telly with Kennedy and Emily Campagno and the great Kayleigh McEnany, and Gillian Turner was going to be sitting in as well. But because of the live coverage of the Kim Potter trial, I did not get to go on the air and do Outnumbered. They just carried the trial instead, which is very understandable given the gravity of the situation. However, because they did have a birthday salute to your favorite radio host planned, the ladies crashed the show after what would have been our Outnumbered broadcast and showed up to the studio with booze and cupcakes, baby. Who loves you? So for no other reason, I mean, it was a great hang. And they are just two of my best pals I could ever hope to come across. You know, you're not supposed to make friends above the age of 30, but I've met both of them just slightly above the age of 30, and I consider them indispensable parts of Jimmy Failla, Inc. So to Kennedy, to Emily Campagno, I present to them the game ball. Knowing the way they're partying this weekend, they may have to sell it for bail money, but that does not change the fact that they deserve it wholeheartedly. So take a bow, ladies. And joining me now to commemorate the occasion, the Hall and Oates of Fox News. I don't know who's Hall, I don't know who's Oates, but you both rock. Host of Kennedy on the Fox Business Network, the K-Train in the house. Woo! Boom, bang, pow. Woo! And there she is in a, I want to say, pink pantsuit. Emily Campagno taking a photo here as well. Hello, Emily.
Hey, guys.
I got to tell you, photos suck for radio, but it's nice to see you.
It's great to be seen in my pink pantsuit.
Thank you. Yeah, it's from the Hillary Clinton collection, I understand. But no, it's a good
look. It's one of her pant legs makes my entire outfit.
I love it. Let me just start by thanking you both for the wonderful birthday gifts. Mm-hmm. I have a picture of Kennedy's team Christmas card, which of course shows her entire team wearing Tito's sweaters, which... Amazing. If you've ever hung around this show, makes a lot of sense. It makes.
Can I tell you how that came about?
Yes, I want to know.
So last year, Tito's around Christmas, on certain Tito's bottles as a promotion, they have these little tiny sweaters on your vodka bottle. Uh-huh. And so our team on Thursday nights, after a few pops, we're like, we need to get these sweaters. We need them. And then, of course, Christmas passed. And so in April, we're like, we need these sweaters. And so this year, we ordered them early. We actually got the sweaters. And we all put them on and took a picture on the set. And we looked like Menudo. It was great. And then when we got out of the elevator, the Fox News 7 o'clock team saw us. We're like, hey, what's that? Yeah, this is what you get for being on Fox Business.
I love this so much, but I do have to take this home and frame it, and I'm very concerned. This is the worst Christmas card to get pulled over by a cop with it on your passenger seat. Not just we're all dressed in Tito's vodka shirts. You have gifted me. You may or may not have gifted me a bottle of Tito's vodka.
I did, yes.
But if, in fact, absolutely, this is a gift, thank you. And Emily Campagno coming through with some gorgeous scotch. That is Lagavulin. You said it's your favorite scotch?
Wonderful. It is, because that's what you do when it's your friend's birthday. You get them what you want in the hopes that they will drink it with you.
Smart. Very smart.
That's why
that.
I also brought three cups, because we will all right. be partaking.
So that is a woman thing, and I'll tell you how I know this, because my mom, the great Marianne Failla.
Love Marianne Failla.
Okay, but she harasses people.
Greatest realtor in
pound
Sussex
for pound.
County.
Yeah, she gets it. She gets it done. Yeah. A lot of people don't know. She was the realtor in the movie Poltergeist. Emily's looking at me like she's serious. Right over the cemetery. I mean, it's great. You move right in.
She's got her SAG card.
But my mom, who, and now I know this to be true, my mom will, when it's your birthday, harass you for weeks on end about what kind of cake you want. you know, what kind of cake you want? You got to tell me what kind of cake you want. I got your cake. And then when you say, ah, cannoli cake, she'll go, cannoli cake. Meaning she wanted to get you the cake she wanted to eat.
Of course.
Yes, and Emily is just... So that is a woman thing? Women really do that? That's good to know.
Well, also, because you're sponsored by your favorite alcohol, Michter's, it's like, you know, what do you get the man who already has everything? You get them what you want.
What you
again,
get, what
so
you get
the party
is
grows.
Rehab, you know? I mean, I'm
rehab's
looking...
for quitters.
But I'm really taking this moment because you got to wonder, like, what does it say about you when you get a very specific gift? You know, like when I was like,
your friends know you and care about you, and they're not gonna shellac your pistachios.
I honestly thought the way
I don't think I'm wrong about that.
No,
I got Emily something like. Emily and Dina, I got us all something that we can wear at the same time, and I'm really excited about it.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I mean, obviously, I like to match with people.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. I can't wait.
If you're just joining us, Kennedy and Emily Campagno are in studio. We're celebrating my birthday. I'm 45.
Birthday.
Anyone who knows me, Emily, I haven't known you nearly as long, but let's start here. I mean, would you have guessed when we first met that I would live to 45?
No, if I would have taken the under.
Absolutely, right?
45 was the number I would have taken. I would have taken that bet to Atlanta City and to Vegas. I may have even done some offshore betting.
This might be a good plug for foxbet.com. You might have been on foxbet.com.
I would love to win Terry's money. I would have lost it today on the under.
Terry Bradshaw would have been out. Yeah, it wouldn't have been good. I honestly think Jenny Fela would have bet. I think she's crushed right now because she did. She sent me like a half-hearted birthday message. Like, you're the man, way to go. But in the background, I could hear her taking up a side job. Jenny's got to make another cake or something to pay off the money she just lost to the bookie. I mean, Emily, me and you go back almost a full 3 years. 3 years ago, you probably thought I would have made it to 45. Like, you got to the orgy after the girls went home, as they say. You know what I mean? Things had calmed down a little bit. You would have taken me to have survived another 3 years, 3 years ago, or no?
Yeah, but here's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So you would have taken the bet where he'd be dead, but I would have taken the bet where on this day you would be like bloated face down in a gutter, you know, your pants around your ankles. And
what
like
are you,
wife
psychic?
Beater. Exactly.
The day
Instead
is young.
Of here in a suit and tie, the king of radio.
Oh,
entertaining millions of people across the country, being a lighthouse for your comedy. So to me, the biggest shock is seeing you all growed up, seeing you all cleaned up, seeing you sober and amazing, rather than bloated with somebody patting down your pockets.
Is everything okay?
No promises.
Are you pregnant?
I don't think there can be any doubt that I turned in probably the most command performance ever witnessed on Outnumbered today. I mean, you'd have to agree.
You need to put that on your reel.
Coast-to-coast dominance. So Emily and Kennedy and I were going to be on Outnumbered today. Of course, we were taking live coverage of the testimony in the Kim Potter trial. So I swiveled in my chair. And at no point did I or any of the women in the studio crack any jokes via text messages while we were sitting there. Not one.
Oh, is your phone not working?
I think it's my favorite thing about doing television. Honestly, my favorite thing is when you're not doing television, but you're hanging around waiting to do television. Mm-hmm. The entertainment that flies back and forth is fantastic.
And what people don't realize is why people who are on radio or on TV, why they're so inappropriate off camera is because you have to be on your best behavior on camera. And you have to get everything
out
of your system. So I had a conference call the other day and I realized that I had been swearing. And I was thinking to myself, like, why do I swear? It's because I'm on live TV and I have so many swears that build up during the day that I have to get them out of my system. I have to, because I can't accidentally, in a moment of anger or hysterical passion, scream out the F word, the R word, the A word, the C word, the other C word.
So you're telling me Michael Richards from Seinfeld should have been texting us before he went on stage that night at the Laugh Factory.
He needed to get it out of his system.
Kramer. If only Kramer had a text buddy who was inappropriate. But no, I laugh. I agree with you. Emily, do you also feel the need for all of us to have an Amish rum springer before you go on the air? You know, they let the kid off the farm so he can drink and do drugs and decide.
Do you ever use bad words when you're not?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Well, I will say this. I think that my one superpower is the switch. And I firmly believe that is how I have gotten so far in my career. Because anyone who knows me knows that, yes, I do like to engage in some colorful language. Mm-hmm. But there's a switch. And the people who can't switch it off and on,
It doesn't end good.
No, it
doesn't. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I love how you made eye contact with me for that part. Like Jimbo.
They're working on the ships in the Navy. They're sailors.
Hey, don't give the K-Train flashbacks. Yeah. nobody likes a good sailor. Oh, my goodness.
Everyone loves a good sailor.
I like a bad sailor. You're absolutely right.
The pride
you
of
know
Fleet
me
Week
well.
Joining us in studio. She has done a lot for our boys in the military. I'm not going to lie. Anchors away.
Made many of them men.
Oh, this is a great birthday treat for me. I have been, I was away this week, and today, when this is all over, I'm actually going to get, I am returning to Team Ford. After years of driving a Crown Victoria in traffic in a yellow cab, I have purchased a Ford Bronco.
Woo! Oh, great.
And I'm picking it up today, and I did, I will have you know.
You guys have two American cars now.
Yes, we do. You got the Dodge Ram for yep. Jenny Fala, looking good. And I, of course, got a white Bronco, so Jenny behaves.
Jimmy's being foxified. I love this so much. I love this so much. I was trying to get him to buy a classic car, like an old, like yeah. I see you, I still see you in an old convertible, you know, suicide doors cruising. I don't see you driving fast. I don't see you driving something loud, but I see you driving slow. Your arm over the, you know.
Swerving.
Yeah.
One blinker on, doesn't know why.
Bixby's in the front seat. There's a cigar. Like, you, that's you on Long Island. So I'm hoping, I keep sending you links for cars that are for sale, classic cars around here. Yeah. But you went ahead and got the Bronco, which is awesome. I'm Team Ford. I love it. But I'm just saying, you gotta start saving up for that side.
The weird thing is, every car she sent me a link for doesn't have brakes. It's
weird.
Like they're gonna have to get a brake job on this one too. I'm like, wow, what's with the classic cars not having front or rear brakes?
Oh, don't worry about it.
And why is Jenny CC'd on the email along with the copy of the policy for my life insurance? It's very odd. I just didn't see it coming.
Great life insurance policy. one of the nicest things here. I would say
I really have officially hit that age, because this is what happens. You know when you have kids with someone, when you haven't had them. You're like, is this the kind of person I want to have kids with? But once you have kids with someone, you do ask yourself, is this the kind of person who would kill me in my sleep? And I actually don't think Jenny would.
Am I your child or your wife?
No, my wife, obviously.
Oh, because I mean, go either way.
No, Jenny has famously said to me she would never kill me in my sleep, only because she'd want to see my reaction.
Yes.
That's 15 years,
that's right.
Baby.
That's right, Jenny.
I love Jenny Fala. Right. I love her so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know she made the Moderna vaccine. She's very crafty.
It wouldn't surprise me. No, she's like, I got to go to Johns Hopkins this weekend. Babe, what are you doing? You know what? I can't talk about signing an NDA.
Yo, she can do anything. Like, she's the most talented human being known to man. And everyone knows this. Like, I joke about this. But, you know, because she grew up on a dairy farm, she doesn't have the self-worth she should have. Like, this, the Jimmy Fallon, Jenny Fallon union is not possible if she grows up in New York City or in a crowded metropolis where she realizes how much better she could do. But I bought low. You know what I mean? I met Jenny as like a road comedian.
See, I disagree with that completely. I think that you provided the contrast to the setting where she grew up and the type of guys, you know, and she figured, you know, the type of guys she grew up with who worked hard and, you know, were corn-fed Midwesterners, she'd end up with someone like that. And then she met someone who was a total contrast.
That's a good point.
And that was probably I don't think Jenny suffers from low self-worth at all. I think she's amazing. I think she does what she does because that work ethic is ingrained in her.
That is true.
And people in other parts of the country, they just don't have that. Like, from the Pacific Northwest, and Emily knows this, like, people go out and they kind of punish themselves with their workouts because they like the pain. They like the S&M with the weather. And then people in Southern California, they really don't want to work. They want to be like, hey, bro, should we go get some kombucha and talk about our feelings? Like, I want to download my most recent therapy session. And that's real. But people in the Midwest, they're like, you know when you get a border collie, but you're the kind of person who sits around your apartment, the dog goes crazy because it has to do something?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Jenny is.
No, there's no question. Like, she's right. She put up my neighbor's Christmas lights. Like, she doesn't stop. And it's so funny, Em, just to this point really quick. She does, like, when it snows. You know, when we first moved onto our block, you know, she's used to, like, plowing a field. So when it snows, she shovels snow because she has to. She blows the snow because she has to. And you would imagine the old Italian men on my block aren't cool with that. You know what I mean? They're like, whoa. What do you mean? Your friggin' wife is doing, because they, you know, would never fathom such a world. But that
is. And when
she
was pregnant with Lincoln, she was doing the same thing.
Was she
and
ever?
You look like a real butt plug.
Jenny, I don't want to get any ice on my boots, Jenny. I got a TV hit after this. Emily, you were saying.
Well, Well, this is why I keep pitching her to my agents for her to have her own reality show. Because all of America and all of the world needs to look at Jenny's beautiful face while watching her single-handedly like craft homes and barns and like Temple Grandin developments and animal husbandry and like while also painting ornaments and being your wife and driving that awesome truck with her awesome boots. So to me, Jenny is the one whose face and world needs to be on billboards, Jimmy Fallon, not yours. But well, I feel a little bad because it is your birthday, so I feel like I should be nicer to you, but I'm just saying while Jenny, it's, she is the
happy birthday, here's an intervention.
She is the pride
of the fleet. Happy birthday, we love your wife more.
But all I wanted to say is she does have her own reality show. Thanks to me and Lincoln, she's going to be on Snapped on cable news. You know, that when the woman goes nuts and kills the whole family. Jenny, she plays in a tough division. No, she wouldn't kill us.
Jimmy, wait, on your birthday, you have to tell us, what did you learn this year? What is your wish for next year? Like, you know, we need to have a little ritual about this being your birthday.
Oh, what? Oh, like towards next year? I mean,
whatever, or a reflection on this past year?
I mean, the first thing I would say is how I'm going to book the 135 hit next year. I'm kidding. You guys are great. This is wonderful. We'll always have this. I'm just giving you a hard time. Emily Campagno's in studio. Kennedy's in studio. Be a force multiplier of positive energy. It's what the world needs. It's the simplest thing you can contribute to the universe. Be somebody that everybody is happy to see coming. You know when a dog comes into the room, who's barking? Who's that barking? You know when you say that to the dog? If everybody listening could just contribute that to their ecosystem, the world would be better. Because we have too many people that are just, you know, just carrying negativity everywhere they go.
And that's such a good point because they want to do two things. Mm-hmm. They're crazy and they want to throw that negativity at other people and make other people as miserable as they are and hurt people. Mm-hmm. And that is so wrong. But somehow that's become okay for a lot of people during the pandemic. And then the other ones just want to complain. Mm-hmm. You know, they just need to talk about their problems. And it sucks, but when you finally reach the age where you realize no one wants to hear your problems.
Nobody cares.
Not even a little.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Not a single solid. There are persons that are willing to suffer through them, but they don't actually want to do it. You know, so it is. It's a hostage situation, Em.
Not your problems, not your dreams, and not your sleep schedule. Those are the three things that no one wants to hear. Like, don't tell me whether you got good sleep last night. Don't tell me what you dreamed. And don't tell me about your problems.
You don't want to hear about my dream? Did they tell you about the New York Post and Miranda Devine?
I did, and I just realized. But I love hearing every single one of your dreams. I love you. I will listen to anything you ever want to share with me. But, Jimmy, you're the dog. You are the dog. You are a lighthouse, man, here in the building and here across the country with everyone having the privilege of listening to you. You do spread light and love and joy. We love you.
And I incorporate your phrases without even realizing it. Like, I was walking my dog today, and so someone bent over to pet my dog. I was like, it's a big deal. And that's such a Jimmy Fallon phrase. And it made me laugh because I realized, like, I've incorporated some of your key phrases into the life where no one's watching, but it's like that's when you know that something has really seeped in.
Yes.
Well, I live in a flesh prison, you know, and I can only communicate through.
Do you have to pay for that? Do they take Venmo?
No, but I mean, like, I have a weird stunted intellect where I am frequently communicating in phrases like that, like making moves. You know, people in the elevator, like, how you doing? I'm like, oh, making moves.
Yeah, and this is not a drill.
No. But I don't even know what it means, but people will be like, this guy's making moves. Yeah. But it's just, you just own it and you go. Yeah. And there's a lot of times where I am just sucked into odd sports references. You know what I mean? Ah, you know, walks as good as a hit. People have no idea what that means.
Yeah,
you know
we play the teams on the schedule.
What are you up to? We're going down to the second floor to get some lunch. I get it. You play the teams on the schedule. And they're like, what did that guy just mean? Yes. People are confused.
But they love your energy.
It's just getting a salad.
It's just getting a salad.
I borrowed a phrase from Kennedy the other day and called my sister in, and then she didn't speak to me for 6 hours. It was a bag of smashed beep. Loved it. Both of you guys have talking phrases.
Can I use a word? So this is so funny.
Okay.
I let Emily down, and I apologized, and I said, I am such an anus. And so she was walking, so she didn't want to text. Uh-huh. And so she says into her phone on a voice text, you are not an anus. And a very serious, like, junior person in the building was walking toward her and was like, why is Emily screaming that into her phone?
It was amazing.
And there was nothing she could do to, like, explain it. So she just, like, owned it and be like, yeah, that's right. And I just said that loudly into my phone. Goodbye.
You did not let me down, however.
We have
never
to.
Such a thing.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Game Ball. Happy birthday to me. Happy weekend to you. We will be back here on Monday to do it live with country music superstar John Rich on the big, bad, one and only Fox Across America.
the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.